Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Nate Weck joins us this time every week. And this week, I think he's been to the State Fair. Nate Weck, welcome.
Hey, Lori, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. It's State Fair time. Well, is it county fair time?
Yeah.
There are fairs everywhere. Go find one.
Yeah, there's fairs all over the place. The Sioux Empire Fair is the one that's going on right now at the West Lyon Fairgrounds, right off of 12th Street in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And it's always one of the bigger fairs just because of kind of the rides and things like that they have. They really go all out with the rides that are there, concerts and things like that. Hairball was there, I think it was Sunday night, for a concert that brought out a lot of people. And there's just so many events every year that seem to be there, but there are some aspects outside of the cotton candy, outside of the footlong corn dogs, which are fantastic there, by the way.
You speak from experience, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, I've had a corn dog there or two in my day. But there is one thing there that I don't want to really say it's a hidden gem, but it is something that has been there for so many years, and it is called the Sioux Valley Model Engineers Society Train Display. And what this is it's basically, if you were ever a kid and you were put a model train set together, you'd have to take what display you had at your house and you'd have to multiply that by about 1,000. That's what this thing is. It's in a building layout that is, I believe, 12 foot by 40 foot is what the building layout is, and that's what this display takes up. You walk in, there's glass, and you just kind of walk. It's about a path that's about big enough for like one person to kind of walk around, and you just kind of check out this train display. And the cool part about this train display, Lori, is it's not really centralized to anything specific in South Dakota. The town that they called it was Milltown, South Dakota, but there's a lot of little pieces of this train display that grasp what South Dakota is, more specifically out in the Black Hills.
Interesting. So is it one big display? Is it multiple displays? Is it all connected to
each other? Oh, boy. That's a question. I'm going to say both, and I'll explain, but There's like seven tracks that go around this whole thing. They all kind of go in a circle. Some go under tunnels. There's different sections throughout the display. There's like you have a town. You have a bigger town, like the edge of a city that's kind of being built. You can see some skyscrapers and things like that are under construction, if you will put that in quotes, because that's kind of the way that they're making
right.
it look. So, I mean, I guess you can maybe say that's kind of like the Rapid City, you know, kind of building right next to the, because then you get into like some more rural areas and you see farms and you see the details, Lori, as well, are absolutely fantastic. Even some of the farms they have, there's an outhouse and there's even a person sitting inside the outhouse. That's how detailed they are with some of the things that they put together. And there's a funeral home that it's kind of hard to see if you're just kind of walking by and looking at the glass, but there's one building is a funeral home and you can see that there's lights on inside. And if you get right up close to it, you can actually see in the lower level that there's a person building caskets, and upstairs you can actually see that there's a corpse on a slab. It's those types of details that you don't even necessarily see or expect to see, but those are the types of details that they put into all of this. You know, there's homes that actually have small little beds inside of them, people sitting at the kitchen table. You've got just countless numbers of things. There's a few train repair stations that are kind of set up where it shows little people working on the trains, underneath the trains. There's a Burger King, a KFC, a Pizza Hut. I mean, there's all these types of things and all these types of little things that take hours and hours and hours to build are just one of thousands of different pieces that go into this display.
All right, tell me, who's doing the building and how long does it take to set this up? It's not here year-round, is it?
Well, the display is there year-round, but I believe it's one of those things that's kind of open to the public when the fair comes around, and that's kind of their moment to open the doors and let people come in and see it. But repairs are constantly happening. Even when we were there yesterday, there was two trains that ran into each other. And it's something that you don't necessarily see. They're just like, oh, we had a little bit of collision. Oh, so-and-so train number three lost four of its cars, and then another train, you know, is coming behind, and it's like, you know, so if, and it's, it does happen, you know, and like there's maintenance that has to be done on the track, on the trains, just like in with real trains, you know, and it's just the detail, and then there's about, I think when we were there, Lori, I bet there was 7-8 people that were just sitting there watching screens, watching the trains, making sure that everything is running smoothly. And when something does go wrong, boom, they notify it right away. They shut that train down. They fix it quick, and then they get it back up and running, and you'd hardly notice that anything even happened.
And who are these people?
It's the Sioux Valley Model Engineer Society that puts this on. And it was originally formed in 1948. They actually, their first display was in the old hobby shop downtown on 10th Street. So there's, you know, there's that kind of thing from back in the, you know, this started back in the 40s. And then they moved to the old Egyptian Theater, and they were there for a few years. But it's been at the Sioux Falls Fairgrounds. The Sioux Empire Fair Board invited the Sioux Valley Model Engineer Society in 1964 to say, hey, we're going to put this building up, and we want you guys to put a train display in this, and then when the fair is going on, people can come by and see this display and recognize all of the cool features that we have laid out. And it's actually too, it's the biggest model train display in the state of South Dakota. If you wanted to see a bigger one, you'd have to go to Omaha, Nebraska, or Minneapolis. So those are like the only spots that you could see a bigger one that are in the area. And as far as South Dakota is concerned, I mean, it's the biggest one, and you walk in there and you see all the trains. They run 7 at a time, but they said if they really wanted to, they could run 27 trains at a time. So just kind of give you a little bit of an idea of just how massive this thing is. And you can spend about 10-15 minutes just walking through it if you really wanted to pay attention to look at the different things. And it's, you know, once you get into the fair, you don't have to pay extra to go into the train display, but they do accept donations. They are a nonprofit organization. In 2012, they were granted 501c3 status from the IRS, so they also have that going for them. And, you know, just the passion that comes, you could just see the passion from all of the workers that are a part of it. The guy that we spoke to, his name was Bill Kading, and he also wanted to let us know that, you know, there's a lot of history that we tried to incorporate with this. Some of these pieces were built in the 60s, and you have some pieces that are still being built today, and they're actually planning an expansion as well. They got a whole, if you look at the backside of the building, it's going to double in size. So they're hoping that they can expand this thing. They wanted to put a circus in at some point. they want to put a few more towns in. And one thing I do want to note, because we did get a really cool quote as well from Bill Kading, but he wanted to show us that we have a Mount Rushmore and we have a Crazy Horse. And you can see those. They're kind of at the end part of the display if you're walking through. But the one thing that's probably the coolest about it is there's a little button when you're walking by that people can push, and fireworks actually come up, like little light streamers pop up behind Mount Rushmore and fire off. And Bill Kading kind of said it best when he was talking about that there's excitement with it.
Especially since we put the fireworks over Mount Rushmore. It's very unique. Even the government doesn't allow anybody to put fireworks.
So you can hear there, even the government can't fire off fireworks behind Mount Rushmore anymore. But the train display at the Sioux Empire Fair has fireworks. And
you got you covered.
And it's really cool. And I kind of went into it going, well, I guess we'll see what this is about. I remember seeing it a few times when I was growing up, and we got to go behind the glass, kind of see the gentleman working on controls and things like that. It was just a real treat, and we're going to work on a digital short that will show more on that.
All right, Nate, you had a good time. Thanks for bringing the fun back to us. We'll look for it online. Nate Weck, thanks so much.
Thanks, Lori.